Good afternoon. I'm Namwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. A Texas judge will begin trying to decide what to do with more than 400 kids taken from a polygamist compound. An attorney for Texas Child Protective Services says the children were sexually abused. Today's proceedings will determine which custody cases will be addressed first. The actual custody hearings take place on Thursday. Senator Barack Obama fired back at Senators Hillary Clinton, John McCain, and others who accused him of being elitist. The criticism arose over comments Obama made about small-town Americans being bitter about their economic situation. Obama says Clinton and McCain are just playing politics and are not addressing the real economic concerns of Americans. He does admit his choice of words may not have been the most appropriate. A British journalist kidnapped 2 months ago in Iraq is thanking Iraqi soldiers for his release. They found Richard Butler Monday during a house search in Basra. Butler calls the Iraqi military's work, quote, brilliant. American Airlines is back in the air today after last week's inspections. The FAA cleared it to return all of its 300 grounded MD-80 jets to service over the weekend. The nation's largest airline canceled 3,000 flights to perform inspections, stranding hundreds of thousands of passengers. On top of that, American Airlines pilots are planning to protest in 9 cities across the country tomorrow. They want to bring attention to the airline's poor performance and customer service. Time is running out, I'm afraid. The deadline for Americans to file taxes is tomorrow. If you don't think you're going to make it, you can get a 6-month extension from the IRS. The IRS says more than 10 million people will file for an extension this year. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.